Okay, we'll just give it a second here for everybody to get back on. Okay, if everybody's back on, we'll get ready to get started.
Yep.
All right, first off, I'd like to thank all you guys for calling in. All right, it shows a lot, again, on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock that you guys are taking time out of your schedules to help develop yourselves. It's very rare that people seek out the knowledge that they need in these kinds of times. You know, it's very trying times right now. There's a lot going on with the economy. It doesn't hit some of you younger guys as much, but for the older people, you know, and the people who have careers or whatnot, it's really affecting a lot of stuff to do. So for you to take the time out on a Sunday night to really kind of develop yourself and learn how to deal with this kind of pressure, it really says something about who you are. You guys are all very, very special for doing this, all right? That's number one. Number two, I hope everybody had a good week, and we're winding down on a nice weekend. It was a beautiful day today. Got outside, got to do some things. Hope you guys all were able to do some fun activities outside, whatever it may be. Now, there's a few things that I want to talk about tonight that I think are pretty powerful. Now, I have loads and loads of topics that I try to discuss and think about. And tonight I was thinking, I was actually with Alex, who's on the phone right now. I was at the gym with him today, and we were working out. And we were doing a bunch of different exercises. I was showing him some stuff that I've created, some things that I've picked up over the years, just in general stuff. Most people you see working out in gyms, they don't do things the right way. And the reason why 98% of the gym is doing things the wrong way is because everybody's a follower. No one wants to take the step out and be the leader. That's where I believe everybody on this phone call stands apart from everybody else. You guys all have the ability to be leaders because this is what leaders do. Leaders go out and seek the information that they need, that they know is going to change their lives and put them a step ahead of everybody. It's not trying to be better than them. It's trying to be the best that you can be. All right? Now, number one thing I think in life, and this has to do with everything about your life, with everything about sports, with everything about, you know, your church, your religion, whatever it is, and it has to deal with gratitude. Nobody that is successful has gotten there without being grateful for what they've already have. You know, Tony Robbins had a great quote. He said, "Why do we make it so difficult to be happy? And we make it so hard to be happy. Everybody is looking for a reason not to be happy. They're looking for the excuse. They're looking for a reason that they can say, you see, that's why I didn't make it." And it's amazing when people have so much in front of them. I mean, you wake up every day in the morning. When you wake up, guess what? It's a great day. There's people who go to sleep. You know, you hear it all the time. Young kids, teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you know, babies, infants that are born with diseases, and they die. But meanwhile, here you are, starting your day off. You woke up. Congratulations, it's a great day. You woke up. What you do with the rest of the day is now in your hands. Because now, since you started the day with such a grateful thing of waking up, what you do with the rest of the day can make the day that much better. No one is grateful for what they have anymore. You know, someone who has a car to go from point A to point B, right? But that car is not good enough. They want the nicer car. And what will they do? They'll go out and they'll buy a nicer car. Meanwhile, they're putting their family in financial strain. I see it all the time. There's people who, you know, their houses are a wreck, but yet they have the BMW or the Mercedes. Why? So they can look good in the eyes of other people. Everybody's worried about what other people are going to say about them and think about them. And that's why when it comes to gratitude, when you sit down and you really just appreciate everything, be grateful for your family, be grateful for your friends, be grateful for your creators, be grateful for everything in your life, be grateful that your limbs all work, be grateful that your eyes work, be grateful that, you know, your fingers work, your toes. Be grateful that you can go out and go shopping and not worry about not paying your bills. You have to be grateful for everything in your life. Be grateful that you're on this call right now. You know, something in you told you that I should be on this call tonight. Why? Because you're seeking out what most people won't. You know, successful people do what failures won't. And that's just the way it is. Whatever industry it is, be it, you know, basketball, you know, all of us pretty much on the phone are into basketball. Right? But if you're into something, be grateful for it. There's a reason why you're into it. You know, this is how I feel, honestly. You know, a lot of you guys on the call know that I train the physical body. I train your speed, agility, quickness, your footwork, about how to develop your body, about your posture. But what you don't realize is this right now, this phone call, there is such a passion, and I feel a calling to do this. That's why I started this call. I've been involved in this industry for so long, for the last 13 years, since 1994, I think it was, or 93, whatever it was, and I just, my mind has so shifted that it would be a crime, it would be criminal for me not to get this information out to you. Every day I wake up, I'm grateful. You know, and when things go wrong, guess what? You still have to be grateful because these things are happening for a reason. You don't grow unless there's pressure. They say the best example is a diamond. When does a diamond become a diamond? All it is a piece of coal. Until there's intense pressure put on that piece of coal, it does not become a diamond. And that's what we all are. We're all pieces of coal unless there's pressure put upon us. And when that pressure is placed upon us, what are we going to do? Are we going to just sit back and say, oh, I wish life was easier? Don't wish life were easier. Wish you were better. And don't wish. Get up every day and make it happen. Be grateful that you have the opportunity every day to take charge of your life. See, the difference between who's on the phone tonight and the people who are not is that you guys are looking. You're taking a faith walk. You're trying. You know there's more out there. You know it, and you're trying to find that. You understand that your physical attributes can only take you so far. Once you get to a point where your talent not levels off, but your talent is so great that that's not going to get you to the next level. Look at how many NBA players that go into the league and they're there for a year. They don't make it. They don't have the strength. They're not grateful for what they have, and they fall back, and then they go to the NDBL or they go to the overseas and they try and make it easier. They try to get an easier life. You know, you guys know Kyle McElarney. He's preparing himself every single day. This guy has a work ethic that's uncomparable to anyone I've ever seen. And yet every night he's working on his mind because when he steps up to the draft and there's guys who are there, they might have more talent than him. He's not the most athletic person in the world. He'll be the first one to tell you that. He's not going to jump and dunk on you. He'll be the first person to tell you that. But when push comes to shove and he's at that free throw line with 1/2 a second left on the clock, I guarantee you he's not up there saying, I hope I don't make it. I hope I miss this shot. I hope I don't miss. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? He's sitting there like, I've done this 1,000 times. It's just like playing in the backyard. It has no difference. And that's what it's all about. You know. So when you have gratitude for the things that you already have, the powers, the gratitude of everything that you're trying to accomplish, you just appreciate everything in your life, it totally changes the way you look at everything. Because now you're not looking at it from a standpoint of, oh, why is that happening to me? You're looking at it as, oh, I'm so glad this has happened to me. The way you look at things is the way it changed your whole life. You know, the best quote I've ever heard is, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it. You know what it is? You know what it is? Everybody, and I heard another great quote. I mean, I just have so many quotes in my head because it's all I've done for the last 13 years. They say Jim Rohn said it perfect. He said, you know what? Everybody in the world has the same wins. The economic downturn that we've had over the last months, okay? There's people in the last depression back in the 20s and early 30s, okay? The most millionaires in the history of the world were made during that depression. Why? Because while everybody else is complaining about why things didn't go their way and how I lost my whole thing, the people who had the vision and they see outside of their circumstances are the ones who are stepping out and fighting the trend and going the opposite way of everybody else. If everybody's going one way, you want to go the other way. You know, who said, I think Emerson said it. He said, if everybody is thinking the same way, then someone isn't thinking. And that's honestly the truth. People are afraid to think. That, you know, and I think it was Thomas Edison, and he said, thinking is one of the hardest things to do in the world. That's why most people don't do it. And I don't mean thinking about what you're going to do today or thinking about what you're going to eat for dinner. I'm talking about thinking about how your life's going to change, what you can do to benefit your life, how you can change things, how you can change the world. You know, and that's what it really boils down to. But once you have that basis of gratitude, it changes the way you look at everything. Everything. It's mind-blowing to me. It really, once I started to embrace that myself personally, it took my mindset to a different level. I see you guys tonight, and I'm sitting here like, before this call, I'm sitting here listening to classical music and meditating myself and thinking about how I can change the lives of the people who call into this call, even if it's one person. But what can I do to give everything I've got in my body right now to give it to you guys to help change your life? Because if you change one person, it can create a ripple effect. And that one person can change one person, and one person, and one person, and one person. And it continues to filter. All right? Now, the next thing I want to talk about with you guys, it kind of filters in a little bit from what I was just saying. You know, I have a word that I heard, and it's what most people are. I told you guys before about people making excuses about things, right? Well, I call people like that, they're the people who are always making excuses. You know, they're too short, they're too tall, they're too small, they're too big, they're too fat, they're too skinny, they're too old, they're too young. There's always an excuse. Oh, my boss hates me. There's always an excuse, and I call these people excuseologists, okay? Now, I saw that somewhere, and I started hysterical laughing. Because if you think of, there's archaeologists, there's all type of ifs, right? But when you have an excuseologist, all they do is look for a reason to not make it. You know, somewhere along the line in this world that we've got and this life that we're living, people had the notion, I guess, that life's supposed to be easy, that there's supposed to be no bumps, you're supposed to have no bruises, and then when something happens, it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You know, I just don't understand it. You know, it gets to me sometimes, because you have to understand that whatever you're putting into your mind is going to come out in the physical form eventually. I didn't get to this point in my life about these kinds of topics and all this stuff about mental conditioning by just listening to one seminar, by listening to one tape. This is stuff, I go to sleep to this stuff. I constantly watching my iPod. You can ask anyone who trains with me at the gyms. You can look in my iPod. I have Tony Robbins things in there. I have Les Brown things in there. I have Dale Carnegie stuff in there. How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, How to Think and Grow Rich. All these things are out there. Yeah. Be a student of what's going on in the world. The great minds are all in print. Or now, it's even easier. You go online, you go to Google, you type Tony Robbins, you type Les Brown, you type Dale Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie, whoever it is you want to know about, Abraham Lincoln, one of the best leaders ever of this great nation. You can find everything you want at the touch of a button. But why don't people do it? They're looking for an excuse. You know, they say, life would be easy if everybody just did what they were supposed to do. And I've said that before in this call, but if you really understand that, there's things you're supposed to do. Like, for example, okay, if you want to be an NBA player, there's steps you're supposed to take. You're supposed to work on this. You're supposed to work on your shooting. You're supposed to work on your handling. You're supposed to work on your defense. All these things you're supposed to do, right? If you're trying to build a business, right, there's steps you're supposed to take. You're supposed to get your business plan together. You're supposed to get a patent attorney. Whatever it is, there's steps that you should take. But most people look for the shortcut. And all the shortcut does is setting you up for failure. That's all it's doing. Because now there's a reason for you to fail. You have an exit strategy. You have an exit where you can just say, oh, well, you know, I didn't make it because, you know, I didn't do the business plan properly. Oh, that guy didn't like me. That guy didn't like my business plan. Odds are you didn't do it the right way. You know, odds are, you know, you go to a tryout for an NBA team or a college team and the coach doesn't pick you, there's a reason. It's not because he just doesn't like you. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some times where that happens. But for the most part, if you carried yourself properly and you developed yourself, you know, your etiquette and how you speak to people and how you walk in a room with confidence, as opposed to just walking in there all little timid and scared. It doesn't mean walking in with arrogance. It means walking in knowing that you belong there. That you step on a court, you should know that you're the best player on that court, but not in an arrogant way. Just in a way that, you know what? Not anyone on this gym is better than me. I know I've put in the work. I know I've developed myself to the point where there's no going back. You know, and that's really it. People look for that exit because they don't want to put the work in. Now, there's guys at my work right now for Con Edison, right? And there's guys who just, they constantly, constantly complain about this. They live their lives based on their overtime. Overtime! So, in other words, they're basing their life, they're living their life on the hope that they get extra work. So, they have the two and three cars. They have the $500,000, $600,000 house. And they get upset, and they get mad at management, and they get mad at this one because they're cutting overtime. Like, right now they have a freeze on overtime at work. I love it because that means I don't have to work in the overtime. I get to do more of this stuff. But these guys are like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? And they get mad at me. All right? Perfect example. I was at work the other day, and the guys asked me, you know, can you stay? I said, no, I can't stay. Oh, you're useless. I'm useless because I don't need to stay because I've developed my life where I'm living at a level where I have my things set up for life. I'm setting myself up for life. I'm not trying to just live for right now. You have to set your life up. But everyone's making the excuse of, oh, this guy did it, that guy. Everyone's blaming everybody. You got to get rid of the blame game. You have to take personal responsibility for what you're doing. Today, Garrett is on the phone. He sent me a text message that he feels like he's everybody else and that he's just putting everything off to tomorrow. He made a commitment on the text message that he's going to be on every call, and I'm proud of him that he's on the call tonight, okay? It showed me a lot, because I was with Alex today when I got that, Garrett, and I said to him, I was like, we'll see if he's on the call tonight, and I'm proud of you that you are. That means you're actually taking a step, but it doesn't stop here. You have to keep going. You have to keep doing it, and not for me, for yourself. Everybody's worried about what everyone else is thinking. That's why no one likes to step above and step out above everybody else. They don't feel like they're going to fit in. You know what? You don't want to fit in. Do you want to fit in with everybody else who's going downhill? No. You want to step above that. You know, it's not lonely at the top. It's not. The people who are at the top are the people you want to associate with. It's a lot more crowded at the bottom. I promise you that. Everybody complaining. That's why they say the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. There's a reason for that. People complain about that. Oh, all the rich and, oh, you know, they're not taxing the rich more and this and that. You know what? Why should they? They've stepped out of the pack and they've done things differently than you have. They've done the things that they needed to do while you're complaining about your boss and while you're whining about them not giving you enough money and you're waiting for your 2% raise every month. They're out there taking chances and taking risks. You get nothing without risking. You know, no risk, no reward. No test, no testimony. That's what it boils down to. That's really what it boils down to. So we have to stop making excuses for why we don't have things and why we can't get places. You got to take personal responsibility and say, you know what? I'm in charge of what goes into my mind. I'm in charge of how I take over every day. And I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to tell myself, and not for no one else's purpose, not for your spouse, not for your parents, not for your boyfriend, your girlfriend, significant other, whatever it is, but for yourself. And once you understand that you are in control of everything and you stop making excuses, your life changes. It really does. And that's how gratitude comes into play as well. Gratitude, you're grateful for what you have, you know what you have, and now you go out and do the things to make it even better. So you're more grateful. The more grateful you get, the more your life changes. Believe me when I tell you. Believe me when I tell you. And now all this, okay, filters in to what I want to call you guys, the topic that really is kind of powerful for me. Now, when I ask somebody, what's your IQ level? They'll have a number. Oh, well, this and that. And the higher your IQ, the smarter you are. I mean, am I wrong? Do you guys not hear that all the time? Your IQ level. You know, kids in school, oh, well, his IQ level, this and that. Right? Let me explain to you what my IQ level is. You know what my IQ level is? It's your I quit level. What level are you going to go to until you quit? Okay? How far and how hard are you going to push until you quit? That's really what it boils down to. So all the things I talked about, gratitude and making excuses, all these things, when you combine everything I've spoke to you guys on all the last, you know, four calls that we've had, on posture, on self-esteem, on raising your standards, on your musts, on your shoulds, all these things that I've spoke to you guys about, all that wrapped up in one goes into your I quit level. At what level, at what point do you say, you know what, that's it, I'm done? My personal opinion, that should never come. You know, a perfect example I've heard years ago was a newborn baby, okay? You have a newborn baby. Now, how long do you give the average baby to walk? What, maybe 9 months to a year and a half, they start walking, right? They start doing their little the little waddle, right? They take a step, boom, they fall down. They take two steps, boom, they fall down. They take three steps, boom, they fall down. Then they start, you know, they crawl a little bit first. Then they walk. And then they start walking, and they're fine. Now, what would happen if every time your baby fell down, you just said, ah, you know what? He's never going to walk. We'll forget about that. He'll just go through life without walking. Now, I know that sounds silly, okay? But if you really break it down, think about it, that's really what we do. That's why you stop playing that sport. That's why you stop going after your dream. Because you don't want to put the work out. You don't want to put the effort in to do it. But I'll tell you, you know, I was listening to a call, you know, Les Brown, he's a motivational speaker. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. But he is an amazing speaker. I've listened to him for years. You know, you can check out his website. It's fantastic. It's lesbrown.com. On his website, he's got archives of calls. He actually does a call on Monday nights also that people can call into. I don't know if he's done it for the last few months. I believe he hasn't. But the archives are on there. You can download these things. And he has a call based on two things, what they call eyesight and what they call mindsight. Okay? And eyesight is for the people who are the excruciologists. They need to, if they did a work, if they did something right now, if they worked out in the gym for 2 hours, they want to see the muscles. Or they took 100 shots, they want to make all their shots their next game. Okay? Those are the people that need the evidence of what they just put in, the effort they just put in, they need the evidence immediately. It's what they call instant gratification. People don't want to wait for things. They want it last week. Okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting things, but you have to be patient, and you have to allow yourself to develop. And what he says is the difference between people with eyesight and mindsight are the people with mindsight are the people who keep going when the results and the evidence isn't there to back up their work ethic. So, in other words, these guys are pushing. Like, for you guys with basketball, you guys are pushing and pushing and pushing. You're practicing. You're shooting. You're working on your footwork. Whatever you're doing, okay? If you don't see the result tomorrow, are you going to quit? Or are you going to say, you know what? I know it's working. When I was younger, okay, I used to ride from my house all the way across the island. One time, actually a few times, I rode my bike in the downpouring rain about 45 minutes, shot around for 3 or 4 hours, and then rode back. Now, the next day when I played, all my shots didn't go in. But you know what? As I kept doing it, and as I kept playing, things started to happen. People are like, yo, what have you been doing? Your shots start falling more often. Your skills get developed more often. So you have to have the mindset to take your effort that you're putting in and say, you know what? I know I'm putting it in. I know it's going to pay off. It's just a matter of time. And that's really what it boils down to. You have to have patience. You have to practice patience. You know, and that's not just with, you know, basketball, but that's with your life. You know, you bust your butt in school, and you study for a test and everything, and you might not, you know, get the best grade on the next test, but as you keep studying and studying and studying, your mind starts to develop more. The more you see it, you know, Tony Robbins says it best, repetition is the mother of all learning. You keep doing things over and over and over again, eventually those things are going to come out. You know, and that's really what it boils down to. You have to be willing to do the things today that other people aren't going to do, so you can have what they won't have tomorrow. And guys, I'm telling you, if you embrace some of these things I talk about, believe me when I tell you, it's changed my life. I'm not here to be a guru. I'm not here to pound my chest and say, I'm the man, you should call into my call because I know everything and I'll change your life. That's not what this is about. This is about what I've experienced in my life, the things that I've known that have helped me. And I need, it's not a want anymore for me, it's a need to get this out there. Because there is so much negativity in the world. Does anybody here read the paper? I don't read the paper. I read about the sports, and I read sometimes about the business just to see what's going on. But you know what? Everyone says to me, like at work, all these guys, they read the Daily News and the Post. They read it cover to cover. They can spend a whole shift of 8 hours reading both newspapers. And they're like, oh, well, you don't read the paper? I flip through it like the sports just to see what's going on. You know, I need to know what's going on in the sports world because, well, I'm involved in that industry. But these people read these things over and over, and they're like, oh, you believe this thing? This happened over here, and, you know, this one happened, and, you know, something happened in Iraq, and this. And you know what? Not to put a, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? A a lesser impact than it has on the world. But you know what? Odds are that it doesn't affect you on a daily basis. If there's a bomb that goes off in Iraq and it kills 20,000 people, I mean like 20 people, okay? Does that really affect your life? No. Now, do you feel bad? Of course. But do you dwell on those kinds of things? No, because it doesn't affect your life directly. You know, so if you keep putting negativity into your mind, that's what's going to come out. That's all it is. Now, perfect example is 9/11. Now, let me ask you a question. If you didn't know anything, if you never read a paper in your life about anything up to that point of 9/11, and 9/11 happened, would you know about it? Of course you would, because it's that major of an event. Point I'm making to you guys, if it's that big of an event, if we're getting bombed, or, you know, like the economy's crashing, okay, great. You'll know about it. The major, major things that have an impact on everybody, we know about, okay? With 9/11, I worked in Manhattan. I was looking up at the buildings. I was watching the building smoke. Now, I got stuck in Jersey overnight. I took a ferry out of Manhattan. As I rode away from Manhattan, I saw the buildings, you know, all the smoldering, the black smoke and everything. And it impacted my life for a long time. And at times I still think about it, like what it was weird. It was crazy. It was a different life, you know, different world. The world changed from that event. But the point I'm making is, does it make sense now to just dwell on everything that happened? Or does it make sense to dwell on what happened 5 years ago in your life? It's not going to change anything. You go backwards, it doesn't change anything. The only thing it does is make your life that much more of a struggle because you're trying to change past events. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So back to your IQ level, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to sit forth and let life go by and just make excuses? Or are you going to be grateful for everything you've done and everything you've accomplished up to this point, be grateful for the opportunities you have, because opportunity knocks. It doesn't break your door down. It just knocks. It's whether you open it or if you're listening for the opportunity. And I forget who said it. I think Whitney Young. I heard this from Les Brown. He said, it's better to have an opportunity and be prepared for it. I'm sorry. It's better to be prepared. This is what he said. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So you develop yourself now. And when that opportunity comes, you're ready for it. And that's really, you know, all I got for you guys tonight. You know, I mean, obviously you see how I feel about this stuff, guys. It's such a need that's out there, not only in the sports world and with you young guys, but with people in general, you know. But most of the speakers who speak to people, they're mostly speaking to adults, and they're mostly speaking to, you know, business guys. And then you'll have the people who are speaking to just in general. But no one's taking the athletic world on. No one's teaching these young guys what to think, what to feel, how to change themselves. You know, with everything that's going on with steroids and all this stuff that's going on in the sports world, we need something positive for our athletes to go in the right direction, especially on Staten Island. Staten Island is a whirlwind of negativity. It's a Growing Up Gotti. If you ever watched that show, Growing Up Gotti, on one of those stations, whatever it was?
Get me off this rock.
it's unbelievable. It's like, come on. You know, these kids are all following people who were criminals. And this is what people want to go after. They all have the same hairstyle. They're all racist, but yet they're listening to hip-hop. And they're living in a culture of poverty. They're dressing all the same. You know, there's a poverty, you know, lifestyle, a poverty dress code. And you see these guys with a tilted hat, halfway falling up, pants down to almost halfway down their thighs. Now, is this what you want to follow? That's why we need to help change this culture. And I'm willing to do anything to do it. I'm willing to do as many of these calls as possible. I'm willing to go in front of people and speak because this needs to get out. I've pretty much taken this on and said, you know what, this has to be done because that's why I started this call. It has to be done. It was no longer a must. I mean, no longer an if or a should. It became a must. And you guys who listened to my call a few weeks ago, I changed the should into a must. For years I've been saying, I should do something. Well, now it's a must. I must help change this world. If it's only three people on the call, it's only three people on the call. Maybe I'll have an impact on those guys. That's the way I view it. So guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the call now. All right. If you guys have any questions or comments, I'll open the call up right now. You can hit *6. Any questions or anything, you know, if you do, just hit *6 and you can come on. If not, I'll give you a second to see if anyone has any comments.
Proud of you, Garrett.
All right, guys. Well, I'd like to thank you again for calling in. All right, you guys have any questions or whatever, you need anything, again, my email is Anthony at Anthony M. Drago, that's AnthonyMDrago.com, and my cell phone is 917-627-8857. Again, any questions, any comments, please feel free to email me, and this call will be available by tomorrow or the next day. I'll be able to send you guys an email with a callback number, and also it'll have an MP3 file so you can actually save it to the computer. Feel free to burn it, give it to people, whatever you want to do. I have no problems with any of this stuff. I want to get this message out to as many people as possible. All right, and if I don't have your email, feel free to send me an email if you want to be on my list to send out this information. You know, and I also send out websites occasionally and different things that I come up with. So if you want to be on the email list, just, again, send me an email at Anthony at AnthonyMDrago.com. All right, guys, I want to wish you guys a good night. God bless, and take care.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you going to be there tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.